The second mission of the fifth perek, Yalda Shnei Schorim, this animal gave birth to two Schorim. Echad Mikov Oila Vasheni Yimokal Lechavi Oila. He can't bring, he didn't proclaim both of them as a Korban Oila, he said only one will be an Oila. So one is an Oila, and the second one should be sold for people that are Chayv and Oila. Here's a new case. We're talking about that the parent animal was a Chulin animal. And over there, if he was only Makdash one of them, so the one he says Oila is Oila, the second one is naturally whatever the mother was. If the mother is Chatzis, be a Chatzis. He's talking about that the mother was Chulin, but we still see a Chiddush that they both have a Kedushas Oila, because he said Mzacha Oila. But the Maise said a singular form, only one should be the Oila. Therefore, we say that one's going to be the Oila Mamish, and the second one should be sold. The dom of chula, the money that he gets back, he can use for whatever he wants. Just the animal should be used by somebody else, but they're called an oil. You understand the cavis. And he said it's the cavis if it's shalom. I just made the call of shalom. One would be the call of shalom because he said one should be shalom. The shniyati mochem. The Chavi Shalom of the Mechel, the same thing, the same one should be sold. Those who have Shalom, and its money will be Chulin. Yalda Tumta Adroiganis, if he gave of an unclear gender or of a double gender, of a Shim ben Gamli Leima, and Kedusha Chal Aleim. There's no Kedusha Bechlal on these animals. It's a pasuk to the night that these animals of abnormal gender are not Bechlal animals that Kedusha takes effect.